Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to do a self-love refresher. You know, periodically I'll give you self-love refresher course from time to time because it's so important, and knowing the essence of self-love and how to apply it to your life can not only change the way you see yourself, but it changes the way you see your world, and it'll just make you a better human, right? And so we're going to talk about self-love. I learned self-love from Louise Hay. I'm going to review the principles of self-love that she teaches so that you can just start ingraining it in your mind that self-love can be a regular part of your life. If you're new to this program, I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you, yes, you are ready to go to the next level, if you are ready to have more of all that you desire in your life, then consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You can book a session, and then also consider the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. And why? Why work with a coach? I was talking to Mom this morning about the devil, if the devil is real, or the energy that can derail all of the amazing things that spirit has for us. So if the desires of our heart, what we want, is of God, it's God's way of pointing us in the right direction, and all we have to do is follow those desires. And if that is the whole purpose for being here, of course, the evil forces would not want you to pursue your desires. It'll keep you weak. It'll keep you unhappy, it'll keep you unwell, it'll keep you stuck. And it is my belief that if you are not actively engaging the desires of your heart, life probably kind of sucks, because all the magic is in that. It's in going for that. And so the reason why work with me, work with anybody, do your own self work, is because we help you not get caught up in the murmurs of the devil, the murmurs of lower vibrational energy, the murmurs of negative thinking, the beliefs that keep you stuck, that keep you from your desires. You're here to thrive. And so if you are willing to love yourself enough to pursue the desires of your heart, you can live a really amazing life. It doesn't mean it's not going to be with challenges. It doesn't mean you're not going to go through things. But really, the whole purpose, and as a matter of fact, I was going to do a show on this. I got an email. I left it in my inbox because I wanted to share it, and this is a good time to do that. It was from Michael Bernard Beckwith, the Agape Spiritual Center in Los Angeles. They sent out a message, little snippets from his sermons. It's a really great, if you're not on their email list, I would encourage you, if you're on the spiritual path, and they send really beautiful nuggets of wisdom every couple of days that can really help you on your spiritual journey. But here's the one that they sent this week. All spiritual growth and development, 100% of it, is about letting go of something. It's about letting go of spiritual astigmatism. It's about letting go of myopic perception. It's about letting go of the lies that have infiltrated our minds. It's about letting go of the opinions of the world. And that's Michael Bernard Beckwith, taken from his sermon on September 5th. Yeah, guys, it's all of this, this whole spiritual journey is about letting go of that nonsense that sounds so real in the moment, right? It sounds so real. It's about letting all of that go so that we can remember that just as we are, we are powerful beings worthy and deserving of love. So start thinking of your spiritual journey, anything that you are moving in the direction of. It probably means there's some stuff you need to let go around it so that you can be a match to it. That's it. Just letting go of limiting beliefs, letting go of thoughts that don't serve you well, letting go of emotions that don't vibrate at the frequency of the life that you want, letting go of actions and behaviors that don't serve you well, letting go of the static that's on the line often between you and God, right? And so your intuition is what helps you move in the direction of your desires. And if there's static, you know, noise that's keeping you from hearing the wisdom that God has for you, it can make life really difficult. So think about letting go as we go through this self-love list, because it really is all, as I'm looking at the list right now. And again, this is Louise Hay's self-love list. I wrote a book on self-love, but I always go back to Louise Hay's list of how to love yourself, because it's so comprehensive and it covers everything. So let's review. Number one, stop all criticism. Criticizing yourself just doesn't serve you well. The same way criticizing other people doesn't serve you well. But the number one thing on this list is to stop all criticism. Because what I find when I'm working with clients and they have a pattern of criticizing themselves or judging themselves harshly, it's probably because they're doing it in the world too. They're judging the world harshly. They're criticizing the world harshly. And they probably grew up in an environment where that was okay, or around people that was okay, or a social setting. I'm finding now that even if it's not in the household, maybe you were with a group of friends that criticize people. That starts to wear at your own sense of self. And when you approve of yourself, you make good choices. So stop all criticism. You can't make a change until you stop criticizing yourself. You can't see clearly until you stop criticizing yourself. So be willing to stop all criticism. These are the 12 commandments of self-love, according to Louise Hay. Next, forgive yourself. It's interesting that right after stopping all criticism, it's forgiving yourself. But yeah, you're a human doing the best you can with what you know. And when you know better, you will do better. But it's really difficult to do better until you're willing to let go of the past, till you're willing to let go of a false perception of yourself that you picked up a long time ago. So be willing to forgive yourself. You get to grow, you get to change, you get to expand. You don't have to keep reliving the same thing over and over again. So be willing to forgive. Number three, don't scare yourself. I love this because it's written very Louise. Like if you follow Louise Hay, and she was probably, when I came into metaphysics, hearing her teachings changed everything for me, because it's very accessible. It's not a lot of fancy words and intellectual rhetoric and spirituality, goobla goo. It's just straight up beautiful wisdom. And this is one: don't scare yourself. And what that means, her language, is you stop terrorizing yourself in your mind. You stop terrorizing yourself in your mind. Think about all the ways in which you decide to latch on to worst case scenarios, or what did so-and-so think of me? And oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. And did I do this wrong? And all that, the dreadful thoughts that we can conjure up. And it takes all the joy out of life. It takes all the fun. You can take a really beautiful day with your friends, and then in reflecting on it, you can start thinking really terrible things. And all of a sudden, this beautiful day goes from being this magical blessing of an experience into being this shitty thing that happened. So you got to stop terrorizing yourself. You got to stop scaring yourself. And choose to think thoughts that are pleasurable. Okay, so maybe you went out. My spirit guides are showing me an image of, it was from last season of, I can think of it, Insecure. And Issa Rae's character falls in a bar. And that could totally have happened to you. You went out, you fell in front of all these people. Who fucking cares? Like, just get up and say, that's what happened, and move on. The person who does that is less likely to fall again than the person who spends the rest of the night thinking, oh my God, I just fell. Oh my God, I just fell. Oh my God, people saw me. What did they see? Oh my God, life is so hard. So stop scaring yourself. So we'll review. Number one was stop all criticism. Number two, forgive yourself. Number three, don't scare yourself. Number four, be gentle and kind and patient with yourself. Be gentle and kind and patient with yourself. So if you let go of criticizing yourself, you let go of the past by forgiving yourself, and you stop scaring yourself, you let go of that pattern of behavior of scaring yourself, then you replace that with gentleness, kindness, and patience. And it doesn't mean that you're an excuse factory where you're like, oh, I can do whatever I want and it doesn't matter because I love myself. No. But I'll tell you this, if you approach it from a place of gentleness and kindness and patience, you'll see where maybe you're getting in your own way a lot more clearly. And you'll give yourself enough energy to make any changes you need to make. When you are criticizing yourself and you're living in the past and you're scaring yourself constantly, it's really difficult to be gentle and kind and patient. Because life sucks. So you can't be gentle and kind and patient when you're living that way. And I there have been years of my life where I've lived that way, and it's miserable. And so stop it now and just be gentle, kind, and patient. Because you can learn a new way to think, you can learn a new way to treat yourself. And it's only going to come from treating yourself as God would treat you. And God's not going to be a dick to you. God's going to be gentle and kind and patient. All right, next, number five. Be kind in your mind. This is one where it's kind of the opposite of criticizing yourself and scaring yourself, is just deciding that you create a space of loving kindness in your mind. You're going to think well of yourself. You're going to support yourself. You're going to stop hating yourself. She says, don't hate yourself for having the thoughts, right? Gently change your thoughts. So if you're kind with yourself and you maybe go down a path of, oh, woe is me, life sucks, I fucked that up, will anything ever get good again? If you can switch into kindness in your own mind, you'll be able to see clearly what the next step is. Okay, next, praise yourself. This is one of my favorites. I've been calling it this year, be your own hype man. You got to pump yourself up. And if you don't know what I mean, I brought it up before the show, Dave on FX, he has a hype man, which is Gata. And Gata always, he's the hype man. He was hired to be the hype man, and he pumps up Dave all the time. Even when Dave is fucking up, Gata will still give him a reality check and then pump him up. You need to be your own Gata. You need to be your own hype man. And praising yourself is saying, hey, I am not going to criticize myself. I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm not going to make myself wrong. I'm going to build myself up. It's nobody's job to be your hype man, unless you hire a hype man or coach. There's nobody's job to hype you up but you. And you can't even be receptive to someone hyping you up. So here's the thing. God could be so amazing to you and give you a hype man. Like just you wake up, poof, magical fairy wings. There's a hype man. You could not even be receptive to that hype man, to that hype woman, to that hype figure in your life, unless you start to praise yourself. So be willing to tell yourself when you're doing a good job, notice when you've done well, notice the things that make you uniquely you, and praise yourself for it. Next, support yourself. And support can come in a lot of different forms, but your receptivity to support and allowing all the resources around you to be supportive to you is the way you can support yourself. You might need to pick new friends. You might need to invest in the program. You might need to set healthy boundaries with the people around you. Those are the ways in which you support yourself. And if you need help, ask for it. Find it. Say, God, I am struggling with this thing and I need help. And then be open and receptive to it. You've prayed the prayer. So if help comes your way, be willing to say yes. Now, I have me, Amy, in the Intuitive Coaching with Amy world, I have an asterisk to this. Not all help is good help. And this is what I mean. Narcissists love to act like, in quotes, they are helping you. That is not good help. So it's your job in supporting yourself is to be mindful. Is that good help? Because narcissists have a way of taking you down a path you don't want to go. Your desire is this, but the narcissist has decided your desire should be this, and they're playing out that storyline. You could easily look at that and say, oh, well, they're helping me, but is that help moving you in the direction of being more you? That is my asterisk around help. Not all help is good help. Be open and receptive to good help. And acknowledge when something is not in alignment with your truth. And just because somebody's giving it to you or showing up for you or paying for you doesn't mean it's going to be the best help for you, right? So always keep your desire, your intentions, your authentic truth, your values in the forefront of your mind. And then you can be receptive to help that does align with who you really are. Got it?
Yeah, you do.
All right, let's do the next one. Number 8, be loving to your negatives. Okay, I'm going to read this as she wrote it because it's a very Louise. Be loving to your negatives. Acknowledge that you created them to fulfill a need. Now you are finding new positive ways to fulfill those needs. So lovingly release the old negative patterns. So it goes back to the point I made about being gentle and kind and patient with yourself. It's really difficult to change a behavior, change a way of being, to change even something like self-sabotage. And I've talked a lot about self-sabotage lately. Let's just say you heard my last program and you're like, you know, I really got to get a hold of this self-sabotage stuff. It's really difficult to get a hold of self-sabotage. That, let's just say, it's rooted in the devil. You know, I'm not saying the devil's a real thing, but negative energy is a real thing. But let's throw it out there. It's rooted in the devil. It's evil. It's demonic, right? Self-sabotage. It's not for our highest and greatest good. Well, if you're treating yourself from a place of not for your highest and greatest good, it's going to be difficult to heal a behavior that is low vibe when you're approaching from a low vibrational place. So be loving to your negatives. That's why I often say go into the state of observing. Huh, isn't that interesting? I'm doing that self-sabotage thing I do. Huh, right? So be kind to yourself and kind enough to observe your negative behavior without beating yourself up, because you can make a change from that place. You can't make a change from, oh my God, I fucked it up again. Why did I do it again? Oh my God, what's wrong with me? That guilt, shame just puts you in a vibrational state that can easily draw more guilt and shame to you. It's a very imbalanced place to be in. So be loving and kind to your negatives. Just go into the state of observing and say, huh, isn't that interesting? I did that thing again. And you can more easily switch out of it. I did this morning. You know, because I've been observing myself sabotage very thoroughly. It's particularly how it can derail the intuitive wisdom that I receive. So I woke up this morning. I got an intuitive download. I got up. I'm back to coffee. I put the coffee on. And I looked at my kitchen. I was like, oh, I didn't clean the kitchen before I went to bed. Let me just clean the kitchen up real quick. I'm like, that's self-sabotage. I know what I need to do. I could go and clean the kitchen later. Let me get what I needed to get done, because that was the intuitive download. I know why I got the download when I got it, because that's when my energy is most high and I can bang it out really quickly and effortlessly. And if I had started to, oh, let's clean the kitchen, cleaning the kitchen would lead to, oh, let's clean out the refrigerator. which would lead to, oh, let's take out the trash in the house, which would lead to, oh, let's put a load of laundry on, which would lead to, oh, let me put CNN on. Oh, the coffee's ready. Now I'm hungry. Let's make some food. Oh, now I need to clean the kitchen again. And before I knew it, it would be fucking noon and I hadn't done what I needed to get done. And my energy's not as high. Right? And so I just played out self-sabotage to you guys full on. That's the way mine works. And I had to catch myself. And I said, okay, I'm going to go brush my teeth. I'm going to put this coffee on. And I'm sitting in front of the computer to get done what I need to get done. And then I was done. It went so fast, so fast. What probably would have took me all day to force myself to do if I had done it the self-sabotage way. I would have eventually got it done just because that is my resilience. A lot of people would be like, it's noon, I'm tired, I'll start again tomorrow. Which is fair. If your energy is not there, there's no reason to push yourself to do it. But I would, because I do believe in making some incremental effort. And it does work. It's just uncomfortable. So I get a little bit done and the whole time I'm uncomfortable doing it. Whereas if I just trust my intuition and do it as I'm being led to do it, then everything's so much easier. So here it was, 8:30, but 8:30, because I got pretty early, but 8:30, what I needed to get done was completely done. I winded up, my mom called, because that was also, the self-sabotage gave me that too. Oh, call your mom. My mom called, talked to my mom, cleaned my kitchen while I was talking to her, ate breakfast while I was talking to her. And then I still felt vibrant and alive to get done the rest of my day. If I had gone the self-sabotage route, it would be one, like it is right now. I would not be doing this podcast. I would not be clear and focused. I would probably be like, oh shit, I need to take some rescue remedy. I just need to get out of my head for a little bit. Oh my God, what's going on with my life? Like, it would have been a clusterfuck of a day. Trust your intuition. That's why I'm telling you all this. Trust your intuition. Do what your intuition is guiding you to do. Your life gets easier. If the desires of your heart are of God, God's going to point you in the right direction after that desire. And that pointing is through your intuition. And so all you have to do is follow that and everything else does not matter. Did it matter at 5 o'clock in the morning if there were a few dishes in the sink? No, but my self-saboteur thought it did and I had to ignore it. And so as you start to practice this and really learning how to love yourself, you will see your negatives as opportunities to rise up. It is truly an opportunity. So now I understand very much what Louise means by be loving to your negatives. Number 9 in the Louise Hay commandments of self-love, take care of your body. Everybody gets to do it their own way, but take care of it. Again, you get to do it your own way. And trust yourself and honor the way in which you want to do that. But it's still your responsibility to do it. So take care of your body. And what's so beautiful about your body is that if you start to tune into it, it's going to tell you what it needs. It's going to tell you what it needs. Number 10, Louise Hay, 10 Commandments of Self-Love. Do some mirror work. I used to not be a fan of mirror work. And then I started to do it and I realized, oh, this is just another way of receiving intuitive information from within. Because if you go to the mirror and you look into your own eyes and you ask yourself a really soulful question, not from a place of judgment, not from a place of criticism, not from a place of making yourself wrong, if you just go within and ask, looking in your own eyes in the mirror, you get such pure, clean, intuitive guidance. It's just amazing. And now I'm a fan of mirror work. Totally and completely a fan. But here's how Louise says to do it. Look into your own eyes often. Express this growing sense of love you have for yourself. Forgive yourself while looking in the mirror. Talk to your parents while looking into the mirror. Forgive them too. at least once a day. At least once a day, say, I love you. I really, really love you. And she does others where she has you ask a question. I know her prosperity talk, if you can find it on YouTube now. She says, my biggest fear about money is, and you can ask yourself, and you get such beautiful, 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 clear, intuitive messages. It's like pulling a freaking oracle card. It's so good. It's so good. So mirror work, I'm a fan. Do it, do it, do it. It works, it works, it works. Because all there is you in this lifetime. I know it seems like everybody else matters, and they do. You know, all humans on the planet matter. But first and foremost, it's very much along the lines of that, you know, put your own mask on first. Nobody else matters if you aren't right with you. You can't really build healthy, loving relationships if you don't have a healthy, loving relationship with yourself on some level. So these principles, these commandments are designed so you see yourself as good. And then you can start to see others as good. But at the same time, you can also see other people's bullshit that doesn't serve you well, and people you don't need to be around, and help you don't need, and advice you don't need, right? All right. Number 11, love yourself. Do it now. This is Louise. Don't wait until you get well, lose weight, get a new job, find a new relationship. You become the super version of yourself to love yourself. You can't become the super version of yourself until you love yourself. It's very much like saying, oh, I'm not going to date until this. Oh, I'm not going to do this until this. Sometimes logistically, you do need to put things in certain orders. But when it comes to loving yourself, that always comes first. Love yourself now. Just start the process. Just start the process. Number 12, have fun. That's her last one. Yeah. Yeah, we don't give enough value to fun. And then I also find that people who listen to my work, they feel guilty about having fun. And so then they link up with somebody who's not for their highest and greatest good because they can have a good time with them and relax and enjoy their company. And then it's more detrimental. And so then they really like swear off all fun. No, just start making fun a priority in your day. Your day, you get to decide your day. You get to decide every moment of your life. So choose to have more fun. Play, laugh, be you. Be interested in the things you're interested in. Be passionate about what you're passionate about. Life gets easier when you love yourself. So we'll review really quickly. So have fun. Love yourself now. Do mirror work. Again, these are Louise Hay's commandments for self-love. Take care of your body. Be loving to your negatives. Support yourself. Praise yourself. Be kind to yourself in your mind. Be gentle and kind and patient. Don't scare yourself. Forgive yourself. Stop all criticism. You are wonderful, amazing, and delightful. God absolutely loves and adores you. God wants to bless you. God is trying to bless you right now. But if you are holding a limiting perception of yourself, it's really difficult to be receptive to the blessings of God. So just decide, like, hey, I'm good. Yeah, I've made mistakes. Everybody's made mistakes. I'm good. I've learned what I needed to learn, or as much as I could learn in that moment. And I'm willing to proceed, and I'm willing to move forward. And I don't have to be perfect. And I can still live an amazing life. And all these things are really no big deal. I just have to be fully and completely present in my life and enjoy the journey. And a part of enjoying the journey is loving yourself. All right, so that's my show. That's my show on self-love. It's practice. It's a lifestyle. It is a spiritual experience when you commit to loving yourself. But go on that journey. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. So worth it. Even if you find yourself, maybe you said yes to something that doesn't seem to be the right fit, the way you can get out of it gracefully is because you love yourself. The way you can wake up and see, this might not be the best choice for me, is because you love yourself. It's a message I've been screaming from the hilltops, not really screaming because I don't do much screaming, but what I've been on my soapbox about this year is act like a person who loves and respects themselves. Act like a person who loves and respects themselves. Would a person who loves and respects themselves do this? And remember, lower energy, the devil, demons, whatever, they like to fool you. So they'll make you think doing the dishes at 5 o'clock in the morning is loving yourself, when really what would be loving yourself is working on that thing that's going to lead to you being the best version of yourself. So just be mindful. Be mindful. It loves to fool you, but you know in your heart, you have this inner wisdom system that was put in you by God. You have your desires, and just ask yourself, is this in alignment with the God I came to the planet to be? And then you can make a decision from there. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Love, help you. To help you get over self-sabotage, to help you step into your greatness. I'll cheer you on. That gift and talent you know that you have, that you've been wanting to pursue, but you've been doing what the world has told you to do because that sounded right. And it probably was on some level, but now you know in your heart, you're ready to go to the next level. You're ready to step into your greatness. You know that the world is ready for you. Just even if you haven't said it out loud, just hearing me say it, like, you know, like there's something on your heart that you need to do. Well, I'd like to help you. Consider my services. The Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package is a great place. That's 3 months of us together. The Massive Result, 3 months of us together. Both different time and amount of times we get to be together. But lots of support inside of both of those containers to help you step into your greatness and be the person you've always wanted to be. That's why I'm here. And I'm an amazing intuitive on top of it all. So consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you like this program, please sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week, Wednesday and Saturday. Free. Just sign up on the and get it. You can use them and do your own self work using these messages. If you like this podcast, I'm thinking off the top of my head, what are all the announcements I do? If you like this podcast, please subscribe on whatever platform you listen on. And if there is a place where you can leave a review, please do that too. That would be awesome. And is that everything? I think so. Love yourself. Just start right now. Right now, put your hand over your heart and say, oh, I'm going to love myself. I am just going to try to love myself more and more and more. And then let's see what shows up, because I promise you, life will start to get easier. It will start to be a more beautiful, romantic, in the dreamy sense, romantic in the dreamy sense experience. And you're worthy and deserving of that. Why not? Why not? You didn't come to this life to suffer. So love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Till next time, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this program. Again, this list was taken from Louise Hay. I'm a fan. All of her books are great. She's all over YouTube. So you can, you know, if you're cleaning your house one Saturday and you want a boost, you know, YouTube a Louise Hay talk or some affirmations. It can set you on a path, and then pay attention to your intuition, because you're going to get hits that are going to lead you in the direction of your dreams. Till next time, take care of yourself. Goodbye.